Act 2, Scene 2.
Page 45.
You're gonna love 'em. Get it? Love 'em.
Carlene enters.
Hey, Carlene! What would you do if Cupid shot you with an arrow full of love?
Probably kick Cupid's little pink butt from here to Decatur. Why?
Oh. Just curious. Forget I asked.
Carlene, honey, we know you're in pain. But years from now, you're going to look back on this and realize it was all for the best.
Everyone's always known Porter and his mama are close. It does make us wonder if she had given him up without a fight.
You know, I've lost men to snakes, electricity, and bad mayonnaise, but never to another woman. There was no way Porter's mama was ever going to let me marry him.
Or anybody else.
I guess I should have seen it coming when I went to his mama's house for Christmas dinner. She cut up Porter's ham for him and seated me at the children's table in the kitchen.
At least Porter wants to be with his mama. That's more than what I can say for Ronnie. If he didn't ask me, what's for supper? Or think I could fit an ATM in the trunk of your Toyota? I doubt he'd ever speak to me.
Level with us, Nita. Was there ever a time you enjoyed being a mom?
Oh, yeah. The years when Ronnie was a baby were the happiest years of my life. But then he got old enough to take money out of my purse, and it's been downhill ever since.
Bunny enters, downstage left.
Hey, girlfriends! Bobby Duane.
Nice helmet, Bunny. Must make riding that broom so much safer.
Look at you, Mavis. I always wondered what outfit I wouldn't want to be caught dead in. Now I know.
Excuse me, I've got to run to the kitchen.
Crystal exits, upstage left.
Hurry and finish up in there. It's time to collect your belongings, cause y'all gotta clear out.
What are you talking about? You agreed Sugar Lee could stay here through Valentine's Day.
Actually, I agree she could stay until Valentine's Day. And it's 5 o'clock the day before, so this charade is over. Even my generosity has its limits. I've got demolition equipment ready to roll. And after I kick you out, I'll just make it to the Rotary Club dinner. They're naming me Eden Falls Outstanding Citizen. And that's when I'll announce plans for my museum. The timing's perfect. And speaking of time, it's a wasting. Chop chop, people.
You're bluffing.
Am I? Rev 'em up, boys! That's right. Pick it up, and don't bother with the furniture. We can bulldoze it with the building.
Crystal enters, upstage left.
These are my special Cupid cookies. I made them with you in mind. Help yourself.
Normally, I don't eat sweets, but since this is a special occasion, I'll try one. Oh my, these are fantastic.
Have more. They're small.
Sugar Lee enters, downstage left.
Sugar Lee, if you're gonna break our hearts, do it fast and get it over with.
Happy Valentine's Day, y'all. With love from the state of Georgia.
What's going on? I'm serious. You'd better finish gathering up your little what-me-nots, because you're out of here.
Actually, we're not. You know all those historical papers of Vonda Joyce's you were so interested in? They wound up telling us everything we needed to keep Sugar Lee from losing this place.
I don't think you understand. She has lost it.
Just like a dog with a bone, aren't you? Follow along with me here. See, Vonda Joyce was going through these diaries trying to find out where the women of Eden Falls put that peach brandy still. You know, the one they hid to keep Sherman from burning down the town at the end of the war between the states.
Vonda Joyce never found it, but guess who did? Bobby Duane. And once we knew the actual location, it made it easier for Mavis and Nita to go back to the diaries and confirm it.
I'm hard-pressed to understand what any of this has to do with me.
It'll dawn on you in a minute now. See, Bobby Duane found pieces of a broken still and a few dusty bottles of peach brandy and called an old football buddy at the State Historical Commission about it. Then, Nita handled the paperwork to document it, and Carlene got one of her ex-sisters-in-law in the governor's office to rush the paperwork through the system.
Truth is, history bores me to tears. Is there a reason I should care about your little discovery?
Just one. You're standing on top of it. The event that took place in this cellar had a huge impact on what happened in Georgia near the end of 1864.
And this building is sitting on top of that hiding place. It's getting an historical marker, which means you can't touch this old church. Under Georgia state law, it's now a protected landmark.
No! You can't do this to me!
And one more thing, Bunny. We were going through Vonda Joyce's research and discovered several of your illustrious ancestors turned out to be spies, turncoats, and backstabbers.
Somehow that didn't surprise us.
Oh, sorry, Bunny. No museum for you.
That's always been your style, hasn't it? Taking what's rightfully mine. Well, get ready for an earful. Nothing you ever stole from me can hold a candle to what I took from you.
What are you talking about?
After you jiggled your way into getting yourself voted most popular senior girl, I waited for the right time to get my revenge. And the night before graduation, after the football team had their beer bust, I found Bobby Duane staggering down Main Street, so drunk he didn't know which way was up. I got him into my car, I drove him over to Madeline Marlowe's house and said, "Go on inside, take your clothes off and get into your bed, Bobby Duane." Of course, I knew Madeline was spending the night with Donna Joe McCarty, so I called you, pretending to be Madeline, and begged you to come over the next morning to help me touch up my roots. I just couldn't resist the scene it would make when you found Bobby Duane there.
You took me to Madeline's house? I told you I didn't know how I got there.
I have never heard anything so hateful.
I know. I really outdid myself, didn't I? But it's nothing compared to what I'm going to do tonight. When I get to that dinner, I'll tell everyone there what you've all been up to. And something's wrong with my throat. Oh my God! My tongue! There's coconut! Those cookies, isn't there? I told you I'm allergic to coconut!
You did? Huh. Well, I guess I was so upset by how mean you were to all my friends, I just forgot.
You put her up to this!
Don't think for a minute I'm going to pass up this golden opportunity. Bunny Sutherland, I've put up with your spitefulness, jealousy, and egotism for 50 years, and I'm not taking it another second. I should lay you up for doing something that broke my heart and completely changed the course of my life. But that would make me, just like you, common as kudzu. And I can't change any of that now anyway. But there is something I can do. Here at Spotty Dye, we reserve the right to refuse service to anyone. So, you are out of here, Toots.
Bunny exits, downstage left.
And don't bother coming back.
Sugar Lee, we will love you forever for doing that.
Hey, we all work for this victory, girls.
And Bobby Duane, we couldn't have done it without you.
Oh, yeah. And I want to thank you for hanging in with me, us.
You bet. Well, I'd better go tell those boys out there the new game plan. We've come too far to have a dozer come crashing through the wall.
Bobby Duane exits, downstage left.
And Crystal, you are definitely one smart cookie.
Sister, you did what nobody else could do. You shut Bunny up.
And it was really fun. And delicious.
This calls for a celebration. Let's see what we can rustle up in the kitchen.
Crystal, Carlene, and Nita exit. Upstage left. Bobby Duane enters. Downstage left.
Not gonna be as much fun around here without Bobby Duane, is it?
Sugar Lee, there's something I'd like to talk to you about.
Oh, there's something I want to talk to you about, too. And well, it's about what really happened the morning of graduation. I mean, now that we know the truth.
Yeah, well, kind of blows your mind, doesn't it?
Oh, God, yes. I mean, it's staggering to consider the what-ifs.
Oh, no. I can't even start on the what-ifs. Better if we just steer clear of the what-ifs. No way to deal with that, you know?
Oh, I know. Fine with me. We shouldn't.
Never, ever.
You're absolutely right.
Well, good.
I'm glad we could talk this through.
Me too. We really needed to get it said.
So, what did you want to talk about?
Oh, well, I was kind of curious if you thought we... I mean, to put it another way, how would you feel if... what I'm trying to say is, do you think there's a chance... Look, I've sort of lined up a lot of work in Milledgeville that's going to keep me busy, so here's the number for that structural engineer I told you about.
Okay, good.
So, I guess this means we're done.
Bobby Dwayne?
Yeah?
Thanks for everything.
Oh, sure. You're welcome. Sugar Lee?
Uh-huh.
Tell the rest of the Hallelujah girls goodbye for me.
Bobby Dwayne exits. Downstage left.
Wait.
Carlene, Mavis, Crystal, and Nita enter. Downstage left.
If Sugar Lee won't come to the Mountain Dew will come to Sugar Lee. Here you go.
Thanks, Carlene.
Where's Bobby Dwayne?
He's gone.
Shoot. Well, he'll be back.
Well, I'm not so sure.
Hey, let's all raise our glasses.
We did it, girls. This place is here to stay.
After I'd heard it for the first 200 or 300 times, I never thought I'd say this again, but since this is such a special occasion. Crystal, how about singing us the Spotty Da song?
Oh, I'd love to, but you said you'd take an X to the piano if I ever sang it again.
Yeah, well, if I've learned one thing today, it's that sometimes you have to admit you were just plain wrong. So hit it.
Oh, come get a facial. Make yourself feel special. Oh, come get a facial at Spa Dee Da. Friendship and laughter. Hugs and cookies after. Your skin deserves a treat. Hear the